It's a law of the jungle that you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Because, well, enemies are the really only place that you can get good advice. Some helpful critique. Your friends, they love you and want to be nice to you. So we'll tell you sometimes a good word, and that's important. But when you want to know the truth about where you may have some weaknesses, you go to your enemy. Because he'll be quick to give you his honest opinion. We say in davening, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter translates this pasuk to mean that when your enemy shall come near, you lean your ear in to listen to what he says. Because that's the best mussar. And so when it comes to the Purim story, when we have the ultimate antagonist mouthing off about the Jewish people, it would be a good idea to listen up for what Haman has to say, because he knows how to give us mussar best. And how does Haman define and identify the Jewish people? When he gives the note and tells Ahasuerus, oh, just get rid of these people, they're worthless. What does he say? There is a nation that is mefuzar umefurad beno amim, scattered, separated. They've been to every country in the world. They have a couple thousand people on the west coast of America, a couple thousand, if not millions of people on the east coast, some in Australia, South Africa, they're all over. We're scattered. But umefurad means, says Rav Hirsch, they are isolated, that they keep to themselves. Look, they don't get involved in all of our grand parties and the Gentile affairs. They don't join us at the stadiums. They hang out by themselves. And oh, just hear how Haman defined us, how important it is, says Rav Hirsch, that what keeps us alive and fights back against assimilation is when we have our own morals, we stay private, we stay aloof, we stay segregated, and that we believe greatness to be something different than the other nations. And all of this because how Haman concludes his pitch to eradicate the Jewish nation when he says, Vidaseyem Shonos, and their laws, they're just different. Yeah, they're different. Because the Torah gives us life in every aspect of our lives. It teaches us how to live at home. It teaches us what it means to be happy, what it means to have faith, what it means to work hard, and what it means to have patience and live for eternity. Dasayim Shonos, because our laws, they create the people. It isn't the other way around, like other constitutions. So we listen up for what Haman has to say about us. And I said to myself, I wouldn't say it, but I can't help but feel, when I was looking for some Purim music, that the music didn't exactly seem to have the Mefuzar Mefurid, Beino Amivid, Daseim Shonos, but it sounded a little more Gentile-like than Yiddish, than Jewish. But what it is to inspire us today is that let us stay together as Jewish people. Let us believe in what is truly great, for that is a definition amongst us, the holy Israelites. V'daseyem shonos, and commit to keeping Hashem, keeping the halachos that were given to us from Hashem, because that is what gives us the definition of what it means to be a Jew, and that fire should be rekindled in your belly after you heard it. B'kamim alai mareim tishma'anai, from the evil antagonist, nefarious foe, named Haman.